Well, it is 6:30 p.m. on April 18, 2011. It is officially tax day for 2011 since Friday was actually a federal holiday in Washington, D.C. So I don't know exactly which one it was, but had some holiday on Friday, so they extended tax season to today. Or tax due date, I should say. But anyway, just heading home from work. Just had a few minutes, actually. I got a late start on this podcast because I was actually listening to Free Talk Live, and somebody called into the show stating that they had a solution to the problem in America, and it was the fare tax. Now, this wasn't the first time that the host of the show had heard of the fare tax or had even researched it. They'd looked into it before. And for those unfamiliar, the fare tax basically says they'll get rid of all taxes and instead settle on a sales tax that equates to, you know, depending on who you ask, usually ranges anywhere from 18 to about 30%. And their argument is if you get rid of all other taxes and you just stick with this one tax, then anytime anybody buys anything, of course, you'll have to just pay this tax. And then, of course, it'll just create a black market. People will still buy stuff under the table and, you know, things like that. So there's going to be ways around it, of course. But the bottom line is this guy calls in saying that he has a solution. And it's very interesting to me because after they got off the phone with him, they talked to the guy for a little while. And after they got off the phone, they mentioned a very good point, which was the guy calls in saying he has a solution. And they said, a solution to what? Because to them, to the host of the show, the problem is taxation. The problem is taking money from one person and giving it to another because the government thinks it's a good idea. I mean, we see this time and again where the government will take money from person A. I actually had mentioned this to my girlfriend. This is what they called the forgotten man. They take money from, let me rephrase it a little bit here. Person A is walking down the street and sees person X on the side of the road, or unable to work, whatever. For whatever reason, he decides something needs to be done. He runs into person B and says, hey, look at person X over there. We should do something to help him. So person A and person B get together. They pass a law that then requires person A, B, and C to pay a tax in order to fund some help for person X. And it was actually a late 1800s book that was written called The Forgotten Man that, I can't remember the name of the person, but there's actually a book called The Forgotten Man that came out just in the last few years by Amy Schlaes, and that was the one I was reading just recently, and she actually references back to this other one that was written, where they say basically person C is the forgotten man, because person A and B have decided that they need to help person X, but then they require person C to pay for it. And you might argue, well, person X is poor, person X needs help, but what about when person X's situation may not need funding? What if person X has a drug problem and giving him money just makes him more of an addict? Or what if person X's problem requires something other than money to fix and person A and B just want to use money to solve it? Well, person C in this case is called the forgotten man because people are basically taking all the taxes thinking it's for a good cause and they completely forget that there's innocent people here that are being hurt, in this case, person C. His money is being taken from him. He cannot feed his children or provide for his family as much because part of his money is taken. It's used for person X. So anyway, the Free Talk Live guys didn't mention that, but that was just kind of my little sidetrack there. But the whole idea behind it is that they believe taxation is wrong. So to change the way taxes are collected, to make it more efficient, is not a solution in his eyes. To say to them, yeah, I got the solution. Your solution is to make things more efficient. You'd say, no, the solution is to get rid of taxes. So the big question, and I'll leave you with this, but the big question to really raise and ask yourself is what is the solution? The solution is to stop hurting other people, to stop requiring people to pay for things that they shouldn't have to pay for. And that, of course, is a very general term, but I mean, that was a very specific example, but in general, the question is, what really is the problem with either our society, with the economy, with the government, with whatever you want to fix? You got to really get to the root of the problem. And this is one thing that I mentioned when I talked about the movie The Inside Job, is that they definitely got a good grasp on what was going wrong with how they had to, you know, how businesses got out of control and basically all this financing and the derivatives markets and all these things. They go into it in very good detail in the movie. But when I left the movie, I thought there's one very important thing that they completely ignored through this whole thing. And that is, if you get to the root of the problem, and that is fake money, that is a currency that the Federal Reserve can print without even actually having to print it anymore. You can just add zeros to a computer. As long as anybody has that authority to be able to just print more money, literally and figuratively, you're not going to find a solution to this problem. You might be able to band-aid it. You might be able to get it to, you know, to band-aid it for a few months, few years, few decades. But we've had this Federal Reserve System now for almost 100 years, and you can see from the very beginning until now, it's just gotten worse. And when they got off the gold standard, and they did all these different shenanigans they've been running this whole business with, you see how the money has been inflated almost to worthlessness. Right now, you see you have a dime that was worth 10 cents back in 1965 to buy you a couple candy bars. A dime today it takes 5 dimes to buy one candy bar. So 10 dimes now to buy 2 candy bars if you're lucky. So let's just say on that particular example, you need, 10 times the amount of money to buy the same goods you did before. One, you know, a nickel was worth one candy bar. Now a nickel, you have to have 10 nickels to buy one candy bar. So you have the currency has been inflated now to the point where it's 10 times the cost to buy something. Well, what about when it's 10 times again? What if it's $5 for one candy bar, right? What if it's $50 for one candy bar? $500 for one candy bar? I mean, the rate things are going, it's going to keep doing that. And actually, I mean, I remember when I was a kid and candy bars were 50 cents growing up, you know? 33 cents if you were lucky. Now it's 50 cents if you're lucky, you know, even more than that. But just looking at the coin itself, the dime itself was worth 10 cents. That same exact dime, because it was made out of silver back then, that same exact dime now is worth over $3. That's insane to me. Because technically, with the way things have been inflated, it should cost you $3 now for 2 candy bars. So then you have to ask yourself, well, why are the candy bars not $1.50 each now instead of 50 cents? Well, there's something behind that too. There's always these answers to these strange questions. But the root of the problem is that we got off the gold standard, and now the money that we use is not real money. There's no substance. You know, a dollar bill is made out of paper. It's actually made out of linen. It's a fabric. But these bills that we have in our pocket are worthless. If the United States government folds over and disappears tomorrow, you can't go down to the street and exchange your money for anything. You're going to have basically the essence of paper. It'll be worth the amount of money, you know, it'll be worth burning for a heat source, and that's about it. That's what they ended up doing in Europe when their economy crashed. They ended up just burning money because it was a better heat source than it was to collect trillions of dollars and try to buy something with it. So again, the question is, what really is the problem, and how do we get to the heart of the problem? Not how do we band-aid it, not how do we solve, oh, well, you know, what does the fair tax do? The fair tax makes taxation more efficient, and what is it going to do? It might clear up some budget problems. So those are Free Talk Live, but they will, the fact that a group of people calling themselves government has a budget to begin with is the problem. They take our money, they spend it how they want to, and then when they overspend it, they say, we have a budget problem, we need more money. It's insanity. I mean, if you gave your friend money, if your friend said, hey, I need, you know, a couple $100 to pay rent this month, and you gave it to him, and you find out he spent it on booze and said, oh, hey, I need another couple $100 to pay rent, you say, no, you know, you don't know how to handle my money. I'm not giving you any more. A sane person would say, no, I'm not giving you any more. But when your friend pulls out a gun, puts it to your head and says, I need $200, you give it to him, right? You say, okay, I don't want to get hurt here. And your friend says, all right, I'll see you next month. I need another $200 then. Okay, don't hurt me. Essentially what the government does. The government wastes your money, says, oh, we need more money, and if you say no, oh, hey, can't have that. They'll either steal it from you directly from your paycheck, or they'll throw you in jail. They threaten you with violence. They say, look, you have to pay. There's no opting out. There's no such thing as I don't agree with what you're spending my money on. I don't agree with the war. I don't agree with the welfare state. I don't agree with, you know, X, Y, and Z. It doesn't matter. They'll say, too bad. You got to pay for it. And if you don't pay for it, you're going to jail. If you're lucky, you know. What really is the problem? We need to get to the heart of the problem. We can't band-aid it anymore. We can't keep just combing over this problem and thinking that it's going to eventually solve itself, because it won't. Well, I mean, I guess it will after everything collapses, but in order to prevent massively horrible things from happening, it's not going to fix itself.